Hey, mate, I just had a missed call from Mrs. James.
Talk to me.
Yes, go. Yep. 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 Coolant leak. Yep. 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 Yeah, well, not 100%. Before I put it away, it had just been to, like, my family friends own Melbourne Performance Centre down this way. So, they'd done all the work on it. Well, I bought it off the bloke. He had an MRT up in Sydney when I got it fucking 20 years ago or whatever. I think he'd done, like, an exhaust and a boost controller or something. That's all he had done to it. So then I brought it down here and they'd put a front mount on it and changed the exhaust, and then I blew the gearbox, they did the gearbox, and then I think I took it back and they can't remember exactly what they did, but that was maybe like a year before I parked it up. So, and it was only, I bought it, just to give you an idea, I bought it with 100,000 Ks on it, and that was 20 years ago. So it's done 40,000 Ks in 20 years. Been driven once a week, if that. I never had it overheating. I never had anything leaking out of it. Nothing like that. So yeah, it's fucking weird. You're saying in the pipe? Yeah. Okay. Well, there you go. Fuck. No idea. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, okay. So if it's a matter of just changing the pipe over and everything else is all good, is that all good? Yep. Yep. Yeah, 100%. Oh yeah, 100%. If that was a situation, should have the car been overheating on drives, or should have there been something leaking out on the ground or something like that, if that's the case, or... So what could that cause? Like, if I haven't known about it, it's been like that for ages, I've been driving it, say, for the last, before it got put away, if I'd been driving it for a year or two and that had been on there, what would be the effect from that? Nah, never overheat. Yep. Yep. Yeah. Yep. 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 Yeah, 100%. I'm just... Okay. Yep. The reception might go a bit spotty, but it's only for like a 2-minute section of this road. If it does sound like... It's not going weird, has it? So what are you talking about as far as if we do, it needs to be done. Like, I've sent the car there expecting some shit to be wrong with it, do you know what I mean? Like, what sort of advice are you talking to get all this shit apart? Yep. Yeah. Yeah, well, it's been sitting for a long time. I've had it for a long time. It's not something that I was really planning on pulling the engine out and putting a new engine in. I've just done that to my fucking Ranger that I bought not long ago. It cost me almost $20,000. It's like, fucking hell, like... Nah, not at all. I was sort of just saying, as far as like... Putting it, I just wanted it, I'm not trying to turn it into a race car, it's going to be driven on the road, do you know what I mean? So, I just thought, yeah, a new computer to allow you to get a better tune in it, and then obviously if that's going on, maybe just put a bigger turbo on it. I don't want to be running 25-pound boost, I like to run like a low boost with a decent power that the car can handle, you know what I mean? That's what I'm trying to do. Yep. So have you dropped all the fluids and all that shit out of and changed them all over or not? Nah, okay. Yeah. 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 100%. So you just the fuel that you're running. Just I know you probably know that already. But the fuel, I don't know if the fuel's still. The fuel's been sitting there for 8 years. Everything that's in the car's been sitting still for 8 years. So. Yep. 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 Beautiful. It'd be a shame because it's a good example of that. There's not many of those ones left. Like out of the 300 that were built, I reckon 100 would be written, 100 would be written off at least. Yeah, 100. I've always thought 100 written off, 100 thrashed, and maybe 100 sitting around. So crazy. Yeah. Yeah. So was it still smoking from the shit coming out of the rocker cover or whatever it was? The But that's not causing any. I just sort of in my head thinking, you know, you pulled a car out of a garage for 8 years and you got it on the dyno, like something's willing to fucking gonna let go for sure if you run it on the dyno after sitting. for sure. Yeah, I'd be more than happy for you. If you're saying it's going to be, you know, about a grandish somewhere there, as long as it's not going to be, you turn around and say it's $5,000, or just you do fix that. And if other things pop up, I just hate when you drop it. Just obviously, I haven't worked with you guys before, and I've had a lot of cars over the time and a lot of shops, and it just seems like, you know, sometimes I'd go there and they'd be like, oh yeah, this was wrong and that was wrong and blah blah blah. And I've been quoted $12,000. I turn around, it's fucking $18,000. I'm like, well, where the fuck was my phone? Yeah, 100%. Be more than keen to get it going if we can, for sure. So, yep. Yep. So you will change that line, so then you can run it on the dyno. You run it on the dyno, and then you drain all the fluids and everything out of it. Yeah, 100%. Yep. Awesome, man. That'd be great. I was just waiting for old mate. He said yesterday, he goes, oh, well, I think like the turbo's like 2,000 something. 2,000. Oh, and then I think it's 2,000. Yep. So if you just off your head, if you think that, excluding what you're talking about now, just say if it ran smooth then, and just say they're going to put the ECU in and put the turbo on it and then tune it. Like, to me, that's like 5,000, 6,000, 7,000 somewhere there with labour thereabouts. Is that correct? I think. Yeah. Sweet. Happy days. Yeah. Yeah, that's fine, mate. That's awesome. Yeah, we'll just rip into it and get that thing fixed that you found, and then we'll just go from there. I'll wait to hear from you once that's done, and then we'll just go from there. All right, mate. I appreciate the phone call. Thank you very much. Have a good day. Bye-bye.